must be one of the places that will suffer a lot when Tesco starts selling newspapers and sandwiches at low cost. In fact, the man's looking out the window at us now.
Should you pop in and have a word?
My name's Ashraf Mohammed, and I'm owner of the shop and run the shop for the last 25 years as a family business.
And what kind of shop is it?
It's a licensed grocer's.
And I'm sure you've heard that there's a new Tesco store opening around the corner. How do you feel about that?
I feel very disappointed and concerned for the area. And as many shops in this area have served this community for decades, and like the butchers and the fishmongers and all the other local shops in this area would be affected.
And yourself?
Yes, we've been here for 25 years, and yes, we're very likely to be affected by the store opening up.
Yep. And what do you think is going to happen? How are you going to be affected exactly?
All the usual customers that we see day basis, I think we're going to see a reduction in those customers coming into our shop, and therefore affecting our business.
Tesco's argument is that the new store will bring new people into the area to come shopping, and that all the stores around here will benefit, and also that if the local businesses are offering good service and good value for money, they won't be affected. How would you respond to that?
My response to that would be through experience of family members and other shopkeepers having Tesco's and other supermarkets open up around the corner or cross the road from them would be a very different view. It's certainly decrease their business, maybe up to half, 50% of their business have been affected. So my view of that is, I don't think that's very true.
So Fate, so this is the site where it'll be, but it's not actually on Broughton Street, is it?
It's just round the corner. It's just at the top of Broughton Street.
It's currently a small furniture shop.
Yes, it's been before, it's currently called the Bed Shop. Before that it was Reed Furniture Store. It's had various other uses over the last 20 years or so.
Now Tesco's just say that it's going to be a good thing for the area, it's going to increase footfall and bring more customers to the area. I mean, that seems like a reasonable argument.
I find that a little hard to understand, why a Tesco Express would attract customers to go down Broughton Street. People will pass this, they'll nip in and get whatever essentials they feel they want. I don't see why they would then go and wander down Broughton Street. But if they were going to Broughton Street to buy those things in the first place, that's why they would be taking trade to Broughton Street.
Isn't that their choice? I mean, isn't it good for customers to have choice between all these different things?
I don't think it is choice. I think that's a complete myth that supermarkets increase choice. There's delicatessens, fruit shops, wine shops, general traders. There's a great wealth and diversity of all sorts of foods and drinks. Some of them made by hand. There's quality and care in the shops in Broughton Street.
So there's a very nice old-fashioned fishmonger's just over there. We're going to have a look in there next.
Hello.
Sorry to bother you. I'm just doing a piece for The Guardian about the new Tesco's that's opening around the corner. We were wondering if you might have any thoughts or feelings about it.
It doesn't affect us too much at all, because I don't think I'll have a fishmonger in it.
Okay.
Tesco up here. I think it's more likely to affect other shops, you know, like smaller. No, but I don't think it'll affect us too much.
You're not too worried?
I'm not too worried. No, you're not too worried. I'm quite looking forward to it, actually. I shouldn't say that, but I live in up Carlton Terrace. So when I walk past here, there's never anywhere that I can go in for something, you know, like a reasonable price. I'm quite looking forward to it.
But on the other hand, how do Tesco's always get permission?
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, there's a Tesco Express nowadays, shoving all the wee shops out of business.
Well, this is true. This is the one.
RS McCall's over the road, the Real Foods. It's going to affect all those shops that have been here for years and years. And Tesco's think, oh, it's a good idea. They've got a supermarket down at the bottom of the road, and now they want to have one up there as well. You know, they've got two in Leith Walk. two in Leith Walk. Yeah. Scott Mid have got three in Leith Walk. How many supermarkets do we need?
So we're heading back down Broughton Street now. Faye, I mean, why do you feel so strongly about this? You've written about this in your blog, and you clearly have a passion about this issue, but why does it bother you that much?
Several reasons. I suppose one of the main ones is that I've lived in this area for 35 years, and my kids have been born and grown up here. I feel part of it. I also really am very interested in what makes places work, what makes cities tick, and what gives them their character and life and vibrancy. And I think Broughton's got a lot of those essential ingredients. It's very friendly. It's got a fantastic mix of different little businesses, shops, cafes, studios. It's alive, and it's got an individuality. It has changed a lot in the time that I've been here. I mean, we've lost the sort of key things that every neighbour should have. The post office closed some time ago. The hardware store closed when B&Q really took all the trade away from the local hardware store. But it has still retained that sense of being a village, because it has got such a mix of shops, and it's got the little corner shops that are really, how do you say it, the lifeblood of any community, the small places.
This is obviously going to happen. The planning permission has been passed. So in a sense, we're talking about something that's inevitable now. But on a positive note, you would like to see some changes, wouldn't you, to the planning system to take account of things like the character of an area?
Yes, indeed. And I know Friends of the Earth are running a very active campaign to change the planning regulations in England and Wales so that they do take account of that kind of thing. We could reinstate the needs clause, which was removed in 2008 in England and Wales, so it's no longer necessary to show that an area needs a store like Tesco. It would be good to see if we could have a similar campaign in Scotland. Perhaps Friends of the Earth Scotland could mobilise that campaign so that we can introduce some protection for local areas without in any way undermining choice or progress or economic viability.